Will Fuller, as somebody once said, that was emotional.
Tell me about it. 120 minutes, penalties, doing it the hard way, two away games, you know, a semi-final and a final away from King Coyd, but it's done, we're there, we're in Europe.
And to be fair to Keegan Jones and yourself, the keepers did well during penalties.
I know, I kept turning around and seeing him save them, I'm thinking, oh, we need something a bit here, and just, you know, fortunately managed to go the right way for a few, you know, loads of research with the sports performance analysis boys, and you know, we prepped a water bottle with takers and directions and everything, and thankfully it all paid off, you know.
So what does this mean after two losses and two consecutive finals?
It means we're in Europe. If you'd have told us that 7-8 years ago when we turned up at university, we were playing on a grass pitch miles away from the athletic centre in Div 3, I think a lot of us would have laughed, but Swanee took us over there after training on Thursday, sat us down and said, boys, this is where you were, you know, you've come from this, and no matter how hard it gets on Saturday or Sunday, you know, it'll never be as hard as dragging the dugouts, putting the corner flags out, turning the goals round, locking it all up again at the end of the game and getting battered 4-5-0 in Div 3. So you know, we've come a long way, but we just said in the circle there, it never stops. The journey will never stop for this club and for the players, you know. We go on to better things, and the next thing for us is obviously Europe, so really pleased.
Just over 2 months ago, you were coming back from a serious injury, so in the Welsh Premier Development League Cup final in the South, you know, predominantly an under-19s league, you came back and you broke down again, so that must have added significance to your standing here today, you know, the penalty shootout hero.
Yeah, it's a tough old year, you know. We spoke about starting on July the 2nd or July the 3rd or whenever it was in pre-season, and that was the day I came back, and the news was I needed an op. So since then I've just been fully focused on trying to get fit, and as you say, really grateful for the chance to play in that development league, you know, as an overage player. It's the kind of place people can come back and recover from injuries, but it makes it all worth it when you think like today. But fair play, the boys put in an absolute shift out there. I said, you know, they were saying great saves, I said, well, I had to do something because I was rubbish all game, you know, just so nervy and keep booting it out of place. So just grateful for the opportunity to make amends and contribute to a win today.
And as we're talking, the sign Europa League here we come has just been carried past us. Looking forward to it, obviously.
That's going on someone's wall, I don't know whose yet, but it'll go on someone's wall, probably next to some traffic cones and stuff like that. But it's crazy, it really is. It's really hard to put into words, but you know, loads of years ago it was just us boys turning up and having a kick around together and trying to win games, and you know, we've turned up here with a full supporters bus, a full, you know, players bus, and alright, you know, we go to places like Carnarvon last week and they've got an incredible support, incredible backing, and you know, we've not got the size of that, but we've got people who are so passionate about what we do, and we're just grateful that they come and follow us every week home and away, and we could do something like that today and please so many of them.
Congratulations and thanks.
Thank you very much. Drop a bell.